Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org. Additional support comes from the Jackson Laboratory, researching the root causes of cancer and other genetic diseases, designated a cancer center by the National Cancer Institute, JAX.org.
Lance Armstrong, he's a hero. How can there be any doubt? He triumphed over mountains on the Tour de France. His bout with cancer proved that no opponent ever had a chance when stepping up to battle with a fella known as Lance.
Lance Armstrong, he's a liar and a doper to be sure. No way that he could ride that way. No way he could endure the strain of winning all those tours without the PEDs. While everybody else was dirty, Lance was clean. Oh, please.
Live strong, the little bracelet. Let's say, and Lance has done it well. He's given hope to others who have struggled through the hell of treatment for the dread disease, which Armstrong bravely beat. How can one think a man like that would ever stoop to cheat?
A lengthy list of those accusing Armstrong never ends. These guys were once his teammates. These people were his friends. Sure, Lance has called them jealous liars, envious, and vile, but there have been so many that it seems after a while that each one can't be lying, each one can't have built a tale that, if it's true, might find Lance shouting treachery from jail.
Lance never failed a drug test. Lance has told us that a lot.
Ah, the same's been said of Barry Bonds. Is that the best you've got?
Lance trained with such intensity. His ethics stressed the work.
Ah, the same's been said of Roger Clemens. Doubts about him lurk. He was a man, said Hamlet, of his father to a friend.
He also said, I shall not look upon his like again.
The same is true of Lance, I guess, and like young Hamlet's dad, it probably would be nuts to think him wholly good or bad.